Private Edward Walter McKernan served in the First World War with the 16th Battalion.
I was born in Bunbury in October of 1892. I lived in White Street with my father John, mother May, and brother John Jr. My brother and I worked for Dad in his boat building business on the Leschenal Inlet near Austral Parade. In 1916, I felt it was my duty to enlist for service. On the 21st of March, I travelled to Perth before transferring to Black Boy Hill Training Camp at Greenmount. After I completed training in August, I boarded the troop transport ship Militiers at Fremantle for the six-week voyage to Plymouth, England. A further 3 months of training at Codford Camp had me in good shape. I shipped out of Folkestone with my 16th Battalion mates. Destination, Marseille, France, and our base camp at Etaples. Within a few days, we were posted for action on the Western Front. Annoyingly, within the first 4 weeks at the front, I came down with the mumps. The illness lingered for almost 6 weeks before I was cleared to return to action. On the 18th of March, I rejoined the battalion in the thick of the fighting. My wretched bad luck continued when, on the 11th of April, I was seriously wounded by enemy gunfire near Bapaume, France. A bullet shattered my right hip and caused a compound fracture of my thigh. I was in considerable pain when I was captured by the Germans and taken as a prisoner of war.
Edward Walter died of blood poisoning in the German POW camp near Valenciennes, France, on the 13th of June, 1917. He was 24. His mother May didn't learn of his death until October of that year when she received a letter from the Red Cross London. Tragically, her husband John had died a few weeks earlier at the age of 66. She wrote an impassioned letter of reply to the Red Cross in early March 1918, bemoaning the loss of her husband and a son a few months apart. An extract from her letter reads,
"I had a postcard, partly written by Edward, dated June the 1st, saying he was improving and hoped to be about soon. Oh, if only I knew he'd left a message for me or that any of his mates was with him at the last. He had a wristwatch and pocket watch, keepsakes, and I wonder what became of them."
Edward's personal effects, including his wristwatch, were received by his mother later that year.